Hey, I'm doing one on Otis, O-T-I-S, Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, born 2352. Today's date is, what's today's date? Today's date is the 9th. His address is 11850 South Marianne, M-A-R-I-A-N-N-E Circle in Houston, Texas. This is a 70-year-old gentleman. Married 12 years, has one child. In the past 3 months, he's had a significant decline in mentation. He doesn't know where he is. He's not oriented to person, place, or time. He lives with his wife at this time, who's his primary caregiver, period. He hasn't gone to see a doctor for 2 years, doesn't want to get out of the house. He doesn't like to be in the hospital. Him and his wife in the past have decided that if patient gets to this point, they know heroics to be done and for patient to be kept comfortable till he passes on, period. New paragraph, he is chair-bound. He gets out of his chair with difficulty. He's very agitated. He has severe sundowner syndrome. He wears a diaper and is total ADL dependent. His agitation is the biggest problem because he does have grandkids that come over, and that has become a huge issue, and they haven't been coming over because of his worsening condition. Social, he has been a heavy smoker. He has end-stage diagnosis related to alcoholism. He'd never smoked in the past. Medical problems, hypertension, seizures, COPD, severe end-stage dementia, anxiety, agitation, sundowner syndrome, chronic pain related to his cirrhosis. His medications include Seroquel 200 milligram at nighttime, Surfaxin, XIFAXAN 550 BID, carbazepine 200 milligram BID, Norvasc 10 milligram a day, Lamictal 200 milligram BID, Crestor 40 milligram once a day, Labetalol 300 milligram BID, Xanax 2 milligram TID, Losartan 10 milligram once a day, Norco 10-325 three times a day, Keppra 750 BID, Soma 1 tablet 3 times a day, Lactulose 40 gram twice a day. Period. Medical problems. He was told dementia, as I mentioned. He was told he has end-stage cirrhosis. He has ascites and has had issues with increased ammonia level in the past with decreased mentation. But his biggest problem is end-stage dementia, which has definitely worsened, as was mentioned above. Period. The patient is seen by Dr. Ajmani, A-J-M-A-N-I, who's been handling his issues, his cirrhosis and his agitation and his chronic pain issues at this time. Patient also has been a huge risk of fall. He's very thin, has severe muscle wasting, and has had at least 3 falls at home in the past week or so, period. Family history, mom died of old age, dad died of diabetes, surgery. He's not had any recent surgery. Allergy, no known drug allergy. Area of system as above. Blood pressure is 140 over 90. Pulse is 92. Respiration is 18. A few ectopics noted on the heart examination. Positive ectopics. Regular rate of rhythm with ectopics. Lungs, shallow breath sounds, but clear abdomen. Positive ascites. Generalized tenderness noted, neck shows muscle wasting, no lymphadenopathy, lower extremity shows muscle wasting, there's temporal wasting present as well. Neurological patient has mild astrexis, A-S-T-R-E-X-I-S, and ankle coldness, has severe weakness throughout the lower and upper extremity. Period. Assessment, number one, end-stage dementia. 70-year-old gentleman not oriented to patient, place, or time. In the past month, he's lost 20 pounds per his wife, has had frequent falls. He's now become a total ADL dependent with bowel and bladder incontinent, severe agitation, anxiety despite a high dose of medication to control his symptoms, the difficulty sleeping. Nevertheless, he stays in bed about 16 to 18 hours a day. Patient is chair-bound, definitely homebound, definitely not oriented to patient, person, place, or time. Uses a walker when he can, but most of the time he needs help to get out of bed, and that's why he stays in bed most of the time. Next one is hypertension control. Next one is end-stage cirrhosis. Next one is chronic pain. Wife feels like patient needs more pain medication. We'll let the hospice medical director decide on that. Next number is anxiety. Next number is agitation related to Sundowner syndrome. Next number is seizure disorder on high dose of medication to control his seizures at this time. It appears to be controlled. Next number, high dose of antipsychotic to control his behavior. Next number is severe behavioral issue. Next number, increased cholesterol, most likely does not need the Crestor anymore because of the fact that he's lost so much weight. Next number, end-stage cirrhosis on both surfaxin, X-I-F-A-X-A-N, as well as lactulose. His lactulose has been his lifeline. Without lactulose, it becomes severely symptomatic and goes into hepatic encephalopathy with high ammonia levels. Let's see what else we can say. Next number is ETOH abuse, hence the cause of his end-stage liver disease. Next number of patient is would like to be a DNR. Next number of patient needs an evaluation by a visit and evaluation by social work as soon as possible because of some issues with their housing. His wife is quite concerned about that. Next number, significant weight loss related to his end-stage dementia. That's it. Thank you so much.